Today's Thursday, May 16th, 2019. My name is Tim Albright, and this is the Daily Download.
AV Nation is brought to you by Netgear Business, the networking choice for AV professionals. For more information, go to netgear.com/AVNation.
Today's Daily Download comes from ITAV 28. I'm joined by Michael Drainer talking about data storage. Michael starts off talking about the levels of storage to consider when keeping your data secure.
So there's always going to be your first, your primary storage. This is your active working environment. This could be a local server. It could be just a local workstation. It could be files that you're keeping in the cloud on Google Drive or Microsoft SharePoint. It's wherever your working documents are. And I want to take a small segue here and just say, just because your information's in the cloud does not mean it's safe. And it's not safe.
Why?
We've run into multiple situations with clients where their primary file storage was just in Dropbox or just in Google Cloud, and they're relying on their snapshotting capability within that ecosystem, and it's failed. Some it's worked, some it's failed. The problem is that you don't have control over that situation, and you're leaving it wholeheartedly into a single environment to deal with, and that's really putting your data at risk. So I say that to say, whether your information is local or in the cloud, that's your primary location. Your second location is going to be something that is easily accessible, something that you can quickly grab and recover files and documents or even system images from in the event that that primary fails. So this is part of your business continuity plan. How do I continue to operate my business quickly in the event of data loss, right? If we have to go to Amazon Glacier and we got to wait for entire system images to download, I mean, literally we could be waiting days or even up to a week, depending on how big the image is that we need to download from Glacier, because it's limited on bandwidth. You pay by transfer. It gets very, very expensive very fast. So maintaining a local copy is critical to be able to maintain business continuity in the event that primary is gone. So that's typically going to be a replicating backup. That means that whatever goes on to the first one goes on to the second one. Now, the danger in that is that if those both reside locally, in the event of like ransomware, for instance, or a localized disaster, both copies are gone. So we have to have a third that is in another location that is not easily accessible to natural disaster or localized events, so that we can recover that if we see a larger data loss event, right? Now, without getting into the nitty-gritty details, there are ways to do that with cloud environments. And we spend a lot of time working with clients on cloud versus local. And I am definitely an advocate of the cloud. But I find a lot of folks are working heavily in the cloud and putting their businesses at risk because they don't have a business continuity and data loss and recovery plan that will work if that goes down. So what happens if your internet goes down? You can't get to the cloud, right? You don't have access to get to that information. You have it local, you do. That's just one. I think the point here is that we go through all of those scenarios, right? We sit down and we go through that entire workflow. What's important to you? How do you do your business? What do your customers expect of you? And then we make a determination, what is the best course of action? Should you be local or should you be cloud? And of those two, what is the best business continuity, backup, and recovery plans for that data?
Thank you for listening to today's Daily Download. If you like this podcast, make sure you subscribe and comment on iTunes, and also check out all the other fine programming we have here at AV Nation at avnation.tv, avnation.tv.
The network for the AV industry. What are you listening to?
This is AV.
This is AV Nation.
This is AV Nation.